You're listening to KVSHLP FM 101.9 on Vashon Island and on the World Wide Web at voiceofvashon.org or on the KVSH app. Hello and welcome to Beyond Category. This is John Midgley, your host. Thanks so much for joining me for some music today. April 22nd, 2022 marked the 100th anniversary of the birth of Charles Mingus, one of the great composers and musicians of the 20th century in the United States, and I'm going to dedicate this show to the tremendous Charles Mingus. If after hearing this you want to know more about Charles Mingus, you can Google him these days, and because of the 100th anniversary of his birth, there are lots of articles about him and bringing up old articles about him. Here I'm going to focus on the music and give you a little bit of details about him, but there's really much, much more that you can learn about this amazing composer. Mingus played bass, mostly piano once in a while, and he once said that his ability on the bass was through practice, but his composing was a talent that came from God. One of the characteristics of his compositions is it combined really wild, sometimes bluesy, African-American themes with very complex melodies and harmonies. Here's a couple of examples of that. Second in the set, you will hear Jump Monk. And at the top, here is one of his better-known tunes, Better Get It in Your Soul, Charles Mingus. Thank you. composed by Charles Mingus. You just heard Jump Monk, and before that, Better Get Hit in Your Soul. Both of those songs are available on a pretty good compilation called 13 Pictures, the Charles Mingus anthology put out by Rhino Records. He did many, many albums, and there are lots of great compositions, but this is, for a starter, this is a pretty good compilation. Again, 13 Pictures. Mingus didn't just put together these kind of wild and crazy but very complex and interesting compositions. He also did some very beautiful things. One of my favorite Mingus albums is Let My Children Hear Music, where he had an opportunity, unusually for him, to compose for and lead a large orchestra with his compositions. And from Let My Children Hear Music, you're going to hear a song called Adagio Ma Non Troppo, which is actually based on a piano improvisation that he did that's also on an album called Mingus Plays Piano. Let My Children Hear Music is, as I said, unusual for him with a large orchestra, but also it's worth looking up his liner notes that he wrote for it, which are called What is a Jazz Composer? He was nominated for a Grammy for his explanation of his compositional methods. Here's some of Mingus's beautiful music, starting with Adagio Ma Non Troppo from Let My Children Hear Music.
Thank you.
On KVSH, that very beautiful song is Charles Mingus's Self-Portrait in Three Colors. It's from his very famous album, Mingus from 1959. Before that, you heard Adagio Ma Non Troppo from Let My Children Hear Music, also from Charles Mingus. This is John Midgley, and you are listening to Beyond Category on KVSH LPFM 101.9 on Vashon Island, or on the World Wide Web on the KVSH app, or at voiceofvashon.org. And if you enjoy this show, you might want to check out other shows on voiceofvashon.org. They are archived for 2 weeks after they play on the air. There are a lot of great music shows on KVSH and other shows as well. Check it out, voiceofvashon.org. And if you enjoy this show or other shows, please consider making a donation to Voice of Vashon, which runs KVSH. We rely on listeners for our support. Please consider donating, and thank you for your support. Continuing on Beyond Category, and my special tribute on Beyond Category to Charles Mingus, whose 100th anniversary of his birth occurred on April 22nd, so far, I've played a lot of Mingus playing his own music. For the rest of the show, I'm going to do some what I would call Mingus-adjacent music. In the upcoming set, you will hear four songs, three of which are written by Mingus. I'll tell you about the last two after the set, but the second song is called Peggy's Blue Skylight, and it's from an album by tenor saxophonist Joe Lovano and orchestra leader Gunther Schuller, and it's done in a very kind of modern orchestral way. And it's significant because Gunther Schuller was somebody who was involved in trying to meld classical and jazz music, and it was called the Third Stream Movement, and actually Mingus was involved in that with Gunther Schuller for a while. That'll be Peggy's Blue Skylight. Before that, you'll hear another beautiful Mingus composition that's pretty well known, Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, which is Charles Mingus's tribute to the great saxophonist Lester Young. John McLaughlin here with Goodbye Pork Pie Hat.
Thank you. Thank you.
on KVSH. That quintessential Charles Mingus up-tempo composition is called Boogie Stop Shuffle. It's from Quincy Jones's album called Talk and Verve from 1962. It just has that almost out-of-control, crazy, wild, but at the same time great harmonies, complex rhythms, and composition, wonderful. Boogie Stop Shuffle, it's also the original of its on Mingus's album, Mingus Aum, from 1959. Before that, you heard a song called Money Jungle, which was not written by Charles Mingus. It was put in there because it's from an amazing document. Money Jungle is an album by Charles Mingus, the great drummer Max Roach, and Duke Ellington. Duke Ellington played with them one and only time and did this amazing album, Money Jungle, from 1962. Check it out. Before that, from Joe Lovano's Rush Hour album from 1994, you heard Charles Mingus's Peggy's Blue Skylight. And at the top, from My Goals Beyond in 1971, you heard John McLaughlin with a beautiful guitar rendition of Mingus's gorgeous Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. Well, the Charles Mingus legacy lives on in one other important way, and that is after Charles Mingus died quite young, age 57, from ALS, his wife, Sue Mingus, who's still living, put together great projects in his memory, one of which is the Mingus Big Band, which has been going for many, many years and still is, does incredible music, and she also has done scholarship funds and other memorials to the great Charles Mingus. And these upcoming selections from the Mingus Big Band, first you'll hear Charles Mingus's words and some of his political work, which I haven't really touched on but want to now. One of them, A Lonely Day in Selma, Alabama, his words from a song called Freedom, and then one of his also famous political songs, Haitian Fight Song. Here is the Mingus Big Band with all of those compositions, including some of the words of Charles Mingus himself.
We're trying to push this new movement that we are Americans, but Americans without justice. So this tune grows out of that. It's titled A Lonely Day in Selma, Alabama. It was a lonely day in Selma, Alabama. People gathered there to walk and march for freedom. Mother with child in arm. I wonder about this freedom. One of the girls in the church. A minister and a longshoreman's wife. Moscow. This muley from the South. This muley has something in it, mostly mouth to mouth. This mule could be called stubborn and lazy, but in a clever sort of way. This mule could be working, waiting and learning and planning for a sacred kind of day. A day when running sticks and crosses is not a child's play, but a madman in his most incandescent bloom, whose loveth soul is imperfection and is the most lustrous groom. So stand fast, young old mules, soothe in contemplation thy burning hole and they can fight. Your stubbornness is of the living, cruel anxiety is about to die.
Freedom for your daddy. Freedom for your mama. Freedom for your brothers and sisters. But no freedom for me. Freedom for your
The Mingus Big Band with Haitian Fight Song. Rest in peace, Charles Mingus. Thanks so much for listening to Beyond Category. This is John Mitchell, your host. Enjoy the music, and I'll see you next time.